Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Honor to Whom Honor. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The more important His things become to you, the more important your things become to Him. You honor Him, tell me what comes next. He's going to honor you. He'll honor you. You know, God lets you ride in a new car instead of a rusty bicycle. He's honoring you. God lets you live in a good house instead of a shack on the side of the road. He's honoring you. God lets you travel first class instead of the back of the bus. He's honoring you. Wear good clothes instead of rags. He's honoring you. And the most important way He honors us is with His presence. With His presence. I have the sense that it is promotion time for all of us. God's will is that all of us come up to another place of usefulness, fruitfulness, effectiveness, that our words, our lives, our thoughts, our actions, our goings and doings matter and make a difference. And our life was not lived in vain and for nothing. But in order for us to do that, it'll be because He honored us with His presence, with opportunities, with grace, with resources. And that's only going to come after we honor Him. And if we honor Him more, He'll honor us more. Are you interested in learning more about this, friends? This is very, very important. Them that honor me, I will honor. Look in Romans, the 13th chapter, please. Romans 13. Romans 13 and 7 in the God's Word translation says it like this. Pay everyone what you owe them. If you owe taxes, try to get out of them. No. What'd the Bible say?
Pay them.
Pay them. Now, I know a lot of people don't like the sound of that, but people say, well, the government's so messed up and they just waste so much money. I know. But there's a lot of people who don't even believe in God, and a lot of people have no faith. And, you know, when I pay my taxes, I'm thinking it's their money that's getting wasted. They don't care. They're saying the wrong thing. My money's going to something good. I mean, building streets and supporting our troops and doing things that are necessary. I mean, you know, the country needs money. You know that. And so all that money that they're blowing, that's somebody else's money that's cussing and don't care. They're wasting their money. Mine's going to something good. So pay the taxes that you owe. If you owe tolls, pay them. Now it keeps going. If you owe someone respect, respect that person. If you owe someone honor, honor that person. Here he compares owing respect to owing taxes, or owing a bill, or owing money, or owing anything. And so the Bible teaches us that we owe respect. We owe honor. Now that is a different mentality than much of the church world has, because much of the church world has not been taught about honor and has been conformed to the world's way of thinking about honor and about respect. And in fact, in this country right here, we're suffering from the rebellion of the 60s. Not just the 60s, but particularly the 60s. We have now second and third generations of people that have grown up that were never taught honor, never taught respect. I mean, they're just rude and have no respect for their elders or for that anybody that's over them in any capacity. They'll just say anything. They'll just do anything and don't even see it. Don't even realize what they're doing. Well, it's costing people in the presence of God and in the blessing of God, because if you are disrespectful with people, you are disrespectful with God. Now let me begin to prove this to you further. There's no way around this. There's no such thing as you're all respectful with God, but you're rude with people everywhere. No, you're living in a fairy tale world. In 1 John, the scripture says this, 1 John 4 and 20, 1 John 4 and 20, he said, if a man say, I love God and hates his brother, what's the situation? He's mistaken? He's confused? No, he's a liar. For he that loves not his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? What's the implied answer? You can't. This is what the Bible says. Verse 21, and this commandment have we from him, that he who loves God love his brother also. So just from this passage alone, how would we know somebody really loves God? They love the brethren. They love God's kids. And see, people like to think, well, you know, I love God. I love God with all my heart. I mean, he and I got no problem. But it's all these people. Man, I can't stand people. No, you're imagining that you love God. But when you're seeing something about him, you're despising it. Why? If you don't love people that you have seen, he said, how can you love God whom you have not seen? What does that mean? Why is that true? Because God made people. And God is in people. Especially in his people. And especially in his people who love him and yield to him. And so if you're never, you know, loving and respecting people whom God is being manifested in, you're kidding yourself to say, I love God. Respect for God is shown in respect for people. Just as simple as that. You remember Jesus, this happened with him. He came to his own, and his own received him not. The religious leaders of his day, the scribes and the Sadducees, the lawyers, the Pharisees, oh, they were so adamant about how much they respected Moses and the law and the Sabbath and the commandments. And they were so, oh, you got to respect it. Oh man, they'll kill you over not respecting it because they respect God so much. Now, see, that hardness, that rigidity has not honor. That's not honor. And yet Jesus came, and the God they supposedly have so much respect for, they're seeing him, they're hearing him in Jesus, and they despise him. Didn't they? They despised him. They disrespected him. They dishonored him. If they had really honored God, when they saw him in the man Jesus, they would have respected the man. Can you see this? No such thing as I respect God and you don't respect people. I love God, you don't love people. Can't be. So how do we know who really, really loves God? The people, you show me somebody who really, really loves God, I'll show you somebody who really, really loves people. You show me somebody who really, really respects and honors God, I'll show you someone who really, really respects and honors people. Because a big part of how we honor God is in honoring those he told us to honor. And we owe it. Somebody say, owe it. Now the worldly mentality of honor and respect. So many times when people think about respect, the first thing they think about is you better respect me. And you see even Christians talking about I demand respect. You will respect me. You will respect me in my house. And so they're demanding respect. Absolutely wrong. You can't make anybody respect you. You can stomp your feet, you can holler, and you can pound the table. And it will not make anybody respect you. Don't demand respect. Demonstrate respect. Somebody say demonstrate.
Demonstrate.
Demonstrate. Show respect. If you will give the respect you owe, you'll reap the respect you sow. That's how it works. So people think, well, you respect me, respect me. And then on the other side, when it comes to other people, them giving respect, their thinking is, well, have you earned my respect? And I have to test everybody and see if they passed all my criteria, then maybe I might show you some respect. No, the Bible says you owe some respect. Whether you feel like you do or whether you don't, and even though you may not be able to respect everything a person in authority says or does, you must respect the place that they're in, or elsewise you disrespect the God who created the place and chose the people to be in the place. So we need a lot of mind renewal, don't we? About respect and about honor. Don't demand respect, demonstrate respect. So honor and respect. Go with me, if you would, to the book of Genesis, please, this morning. The book of Genesis. We'll be looking at the third chapter and possibly the first chapter. We'll see. We're asking the question this morning, where did disrespect come from? Where and when did dishonor begin? The Lord has given us a word in this church from the beginning of this series that honoring God and man has a lot to do with what you don't say and what you don't do. He's brought that up to me repeatedly in studying on this. We need to pay attention to that statement. I didn't think that up. That wasn't in my notes. What we don't do, what we don't say, is a big part of showing respect and honor. And so we must identify what we're doing and saying that is disrespectful and stop it. Do you want to see it or not?
Yes, sir.
Do you want to know it? You don't suppose you have arrived in the full measure of development in this. Do you suppose you have said and done some things disrespectful? You might not have been as aware of. Like I said, we've got people that hadn't been taught. They weren't taught it at home. They weren't taught it at school. Their parents weren't taught it. Some things have been lost. But we must, we even though it may have been lost to society and to the world, it hadn't been lost to God. It's still right here in His Word. It's never gone anywhere. Do you want to know these things? Do you want to learn these things? We've asked Him. We've prayed this, you know, two or three times during the message. I've stopped. I said, let's pray this right now. And we asked the Lord, Lord, teach us. Lord, show us. And He's doing it. I said, He's doing it. I can sense it in my spirit. Last night, He began to take me to some things, and He showed me four things that I'm clearer on than I've ever been before. I'm excited about it because this is direct answer to our prayer. And we only prayed it a few days ago. God is good to us.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Honor to Whom Honor, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 4th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
It's me.